Hi, you boys and girls.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And I'm in trouble. Bear with me. I'm going to have to change computers and figures, right? Okay. So how you been? How's the family? Unbelievable. Let me go back to the real world here. And you're trying to reconnect? Yes, I'm trying to reconnect. I'm embarrassed. This always happens to me every time at the last minute. It's like it is a conspiracy. I got a poster in my office that says, it's the one, if you ever saw The Marathon Man, with Dustin Hoffman and Roy Schneider. If you ever saw that movie and Laurence Olivier, Dustin Hoffman has to go see his parole officer, and the parole officer has a sign on his behind his desk, and it says, "Just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not out to get you." And that's what's happening to me right now. I'm going paranoid. I'm trying to get back up on Blog Talk Radio. I tried to upload something I did, and it was taking too long. And I was forced to sign up to Blog Talk Radio to get the 2 hours of time, and so I could be closer to you. Where they have a free service, but nobody talks to you. Oh, man, this is terrible. This is terrible. Blog Talk Radio. Come on, guys. Get me up there. And we'll start the show. I was thinking of a joke fill the time, and I ran it in my mind once, so I'll do it for you right now while we're making the connection. It's a joke my uncle told me many years ago. A guy was walking down the street to his house, and there was a milk wagon on the side of the street, and it was a dead horse. And there was four guys standing around, and this guy that came upon the scene said, "I'll give you $10 each to carry that dead horse up to my apartment." So they unhitched the horse and they carried him up to the apartment. He says, "Put it in the bathtub." So they put the dead horse in the bathtub. And on the way out, after getting paid, one guy says, You know, tell me something. Why would you want a dead horse in the bathtub?" He says, "I live with my brother. And every night my brother comes home and I say, the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor." He goes, "I know." He goes, "Hitler just invaded Austria." He goes, "I know." So tonight he's going to come home. He's going to go in the bathroom to wash up. He's going to come running out, and he's going to go, "There's a dead horse in the bathtub." I'm going to go, "I know." We're up and running. Here we go. Let's see what happens.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party, a radio show, and the Spirit of America Party book. Hang in there. We'll do a little opening number, and then we'll hit the issue of the day. We'll open with the Cadillacs. Here's a number. No hoes, no bitches, just guys loving girls.
A little flame in my heart.
Republicans and the Democrats are playing banter. They're pulling out old quotations from Joe Biden saying that the president should be impeached for going to war without an act of Congress. And that's going to go nowhere. That's just today's news, tomorrow's trash bin. But here's what I saw in Newsmax today that bothered me, and it's Billy Crystal, who's a conservative, and he's always on Fox, and he says, say no to Palin. But Billy Crystal won't say who his choice for president is. So who is Crystal's choice? The Democrats and the Repuppies both torpedoed Sarah Palin. Chelsea was off limits. The Bush kids were off limits, and Obama's daughters and wife are off limits, but it's always open season on Sarah and her family, and the child that the pro-choice butchers never would have let see the light of day. What was her biggest crime? She wasn't dressed properly at the supermarket? That she chose to make a buck instead of welfare? That she let her daughter get pregnant and keep the kid in a society that has divorce embryos destroyed and wrong sex children aborted? That she chose to run the gauntlet alone? The only people that stayed in her corner were Mark Levin, Greta Van Susteren, Steve Malzberg, Rush, and Glenn Beck. All the others quietly backed away, including John Kerry O'Reilly. If we let an American ship that takes a torpedo hit or two sink, we are all in trouble. The American way is to stop the flooding and get back into action and win. The Tea Party must double in size. Never forget, a tea comes in all flavors. Now, ask me about Libya. It's payback Syria time. Every GI on prosthesis was maimed by Syria. The payback window is open. Libya is a sideshow. That's an act we're taking for the UN. We're the fall guys for the UN. A skeleton crew can handle Libya. One cruise missile per taxi cab is plenty. Syria needs the revolution yesterday. Open that window all the way, and then we can rescue the Iranian people. And never forget Ahmadinejad in the Purim play is Haman. From General O'Reilly to Kirsten Powers, everybody is an expert on military strategy and the Arab mindset. These people don't even have KP experience in the military, yet they are planning wars they will never fight. No one knows how Arabs think but Arabs. Yet these so-called Arabists could not tell the difference between hummus and tabbouleh. They could not even know how to wiggle the cup for more tea. Kirsten Powers, speaking for the neocons as a Democrat strategist, told Judge Napolitano Saturday that the neocons want this war. Au contraire, monsieur. This neocon wants Bush payback on Syria right now while the window was still open and before Syrian government lobbyists like Uday Pelosi and squinty-eyes bonsai boy Nelson from Florida close it and protect Bashar al-Assad, their paymaster. Bribes come in many forms. Assad is personally responsible for the combat murder of 4,500 Americans, 2,500 of whom are listed on my website by name and town. And what I've done is, everyone that fell, if he was from Massachusetts, I would put his senator who voted to burn the flag that drapes his coffin. I'd put that senator's name next to that fallen GI, just to remind the people of Massachusetts they got a lot of scum they're sending to Washington. So you go to my website, you'll see 2,500 names by name and town, and if you scroll down, you'll see faces. www.captainsblog.us. You look at those faces that were burned and shredded by IEDs delivered into Iraq from Syria with the new improved copper lugs from Iran. Bashar al-Assad will make whole Assyrian villages disappear. His party is the party of Saddam Hussein. His tactics are the same insane tactics. Get him now and drive a wedge into the United Muslim Brotherhood uprising. All these countries are not rising up for democracy. They are rising up for United the Jihad. This is a Castro is not a communist New York Times revolution stunt. America will only get the sizzle and then a stake through the heart. This Muslim president bypassed Obama bin Laden, I call him, bypassed his own party, used three communist women to start this jihad on Libya. And when I say communist, don't be thinking of some guy that's being trampled by a Cossack on horseback, begging for a loaf of bread. There are Grey Poupon communists who preach revolution from Rolls Royces. George Soros is one. Jeffrey Immelt is one. Tax-free Rolls Royce for Jeffrey. Yeah, the advisor, the financial advisor to Obama bin Laden. Let's get Bashar al-Assad now and drive a wedge into the United Muslim Brotherhood. This Muslim president bypassed his own party, used three communist women to start this jihad on Libya. Do you know that one of those women of the Troika, the communist Troika, when the Tutsis and the Hutus were slaughtering each other, and I forget who the bad guy was. I know one was innocent as a lamb, murdered in churches, which really made the communists thrill with joy. But in Rwanda, a million people died. And this bitch, who has now led the U.S. military into Libya, wanted the word genocide removed from any documents. How's that? And you know what? One day, the day will come when she wants the word American removed from any documents. Yep, we're in the hands. The communist junta is in place, my friends. You no longer have a vote. If it hasn't been bought, it's been sold. This Muslim president bypassed his own party, used three communist women to start this jihad on Libya, reported directly to the UN, the new rulers of the USA. Have you noticed all American troop deaths are now classified as NATO troop casualties? When does the flag that 48 senators voted to burn come off of coffins? Stop and think about this. When Obama came to power, he had the presidency, he had the House, he had the Senate, and American freedom hung by one vote in the Supreme Court. We never let that happen again by any party. Hang in a second, I'm going to take a break. I'm back. I hope I'm in the right place. Is this the Tavern on the Green? Okay, so where was I? This Muslim president bypassed his own party. And used three communist women to start his jihad on Libya. Reported directly to the UN, the new rulers of the USA. Have you noticed all American troop deaths are now classified as NATO troop casualties? When does the flag that 48 senators voted to burn come off of the coffins? I got to take another break. I got something in my throat. When did kids stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance under the false premise that it was against their religion? Which religion? Communism? When did the tiny minority get to rule the huge majority? Who allowed it to happen? While fools debate should salt be allowed on tables, our morally and financially weakened nation is being assaulted every hours of the day by our enemies from within. If you Google the 25 goals of a communist takeover of America, you will learn to your dismay that they have reached all of them. This time, we are out of time. When this Muslim-minded president closes down the economic ability of the Southland, the entire South, including blacks and whites, and moves our offshore oil rigs to Brazil, and lends Brazil $2 billion uncontrollable dollars to safely drill Brazilian waters, You know you have the first president in American history who hates his own country. Going along for the ride is Jeffrey Immelt, who owns Congress like Mayor Bloomingdale owns the New York City Council. And Jeffrey pays no taxes in the USA so he can invest in Brazil and China, where the un-American chickens come home to roost. The Democrat saying rings loud and clear, any country but mine. While this charade is being played out on the media stage next to Lindsay Lohan, a tiny weak nation who is no one's enemy and has ruled Bahrain since 1793 is about to be swallowed up by Ahmadinejad and Hezbollah, and the U.S. Navy will be sent home. Iran's first foothold in the upcoming war against Saudi Arabia is Bahrain. If we don't protect Bahrain now, gas will be $10 a gallon, inshallah. And guess who's getting rich besides George KGB Soros and Jeffrey Offshore Boy? The Russians, on oil prices and AK-47 sales. Every time I see another guy shooting bullets in the air, I say, what a waste. Did you ever see an American soldier or Marine shoot bullets in the air? We count our bullets. And I hope our bullets count, especially in Syria. So, now having said that, okay, the Russians, who's benefiting? The Russians are on oil prices and AK-47 sales. And as of this blog, yesterday, the Saudis were in Russia, and guess what they were doing? My guess is they're buying nukes. The next war will be nuclear. And if a 911 attack came today, no one in Washington could handle it, even if they could come off of a month-old spring break and a carnival and baseball spring training. If America was a corporation, we would be ripe for a takeover. And never forget that this big business puppet has promised he will have a military bigger than the U.S. military. How could he do that? Only by merger and acquisition, and everybody gets blue helmets. All of America's enemies are in place to hit us hard. Don't be fooled by the golf games and junket distraction. The communist machine is running at full capacity. Judges are in place. Teachers are in place. Lawyers and millionaires are in place. The unions are in place. And lawyers and millionaires are in the House and the Senate. Your vote was canceled by money. There is more backsheesh being paid in all forms to politicians than all the bribes paid to a sheikh or a sultan in 100 years. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. One vote and $1, everybody. And when the Troika takes over America, the media will tell you it is good for you. And you'll know you're finished when they come to take your guns away, so that we can be free like Syria. God the Father and Founding Fathers, forgive us. We know not what we do. Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist, Spirit of America Party radio show. Closing with the Cadillacs. You
To the Las Vegians. Caveat emptor, tax sucker. The biggest scare tactic to intimidate American tax slaves to allow government filching is the threat of loss of services, and they always use the same four. Both useless evade parties use the same scam. It only takes four hostages to subdue a taxpayer revolt. Police services, fire department services, military protection, and the ransoming of school children. God forbid that somebody should say, close the EPA and OSHA, plus eliminate 20% of all fat cat jobs. Does Chuck Heinrich Schumer really need a staff of 92 people to do what to whom? How about Hillary's request for a monument to be built at Woodstock? What? No coupons. Canceled foreign aid to Al-Qaeda or communist regimes, including building mosques in foreign lands, not to mention crusading against evangelists in Indonesia for caring for the poor, sick, and injured in the banned name of Jesus. The same party that planned the attack on Libya flew a 40 Democrat contingent to visit the IED master distributor, Bashar al-Assad, of Syria. Bashar is a suspect in the bomb murder of a Lebanese prime minister. They call it person of interest now. Yeah. Murder of the Lebanese prime minister, and he was given a free pass when Senators Bill Banzai, the Babies Nelson, and Nancy Uday Kolose, against the wishes of President Bush, who was up to his ears in two wars, and they sat around the Ottoman table for a photo op after Jimmy Carter left with this slick butcher. And you know what? They had to close the palace windows because the screams of the Americans and the Iraqis was deafening as their bodies were shredded by Iranian copper lugs delivered into Iraq from Damascus. Democrats always give comfort to our enemies. Just look at Jane Fonda. You know that there's a spittoon named after her, the Hock Tui? Yep. And yet the media shoves it down your throat and bills you for it. How's that? They put it on your cable bill. Yeah, it's part of your package. Communism is part of your package. Yep, Democrats always give comfort to our enemies, from Laos and Cambodia to missile reduction treaties and the betrayal of Poland, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, and Georgia. back to the Soviet Union by His Royal Highness, the Kenyan Bushmaster. And they also consider Americans to be the enemy, those who challenge their socialist motives, the same Soros communists who accused Bush and Cheney of being in bed with big oil, yet they wrap their legs around Jeffrey, everything is going to China, immolate. Oil has passed $110 a barrel, and guess how much it was in November of 1998? You know how much it was? It was $10. Diesel has hit $4 a gallon, and Obama went to the Soros grand opening of the canceled Louisiana deep well drilling rigs, which are now in Brazil. Every American will pay through the nose for gas. No lines to stand in this time except at the bank to borrow your own money to fill her up. All truckers are saying they are pennies away from pulling their rigs off the road and filing unemployment. Corporations are pulling out of big tax states like Illinois. Amazon announced 2 weeks ago they were leaving, and they are gone already. California has driven out all manufacturing, and farming is next. Ask a Nancy Uday Pelosi, a Barbara Boxhead, and Diane Feinstein who they sold Kaiser Steel to. Feng Shui? By the way, there should never be a tax on vital services like heat, electricity, and communications. Let's pass a law, no vital services tax. House and Senate should be a part-time job with part-time benefits, and this president has to punch a time clock. So hang in there, I'll give you another tune, and then we'll come back. America hung again in suspense to watch a one-play act. The goal was $100 billion in tax cuts. The Repuppies held the line at $38 billion. What a joke. George Soros donates that much to communist candidates. What we have here, said the warden in cool hand Luke, is failure to communicate without the blackjack. The message of the people was clean house, but what we got was a one-party system, the Capon Party. The Democrats bullied the Repuppies. The Repuppies got a pat on the head. The 11th Hour Crisis was theatrics. Good Americans lost sleep as they laid their possibly unemployed heads on the disappointment pillow. The problem is these fat cats have it too good. They are out goose step with reality. They're out of goose step with reality. When you get to the top, it's all the same people. How's that library coming, boys? Look at Obama. Look at his staff. There are no wage earners there. There are no bootstrap success stories there that can be verified. There are no black farmers there from Georgia. There are no New England fishermen or Virginia oystermen there, let alone, God forbid, a coal miner. There are no oil rig workers there, no shrimpers, no textile workers, and no MIT graduates or NASA unemployed workers there. At least 100,000 Americans are missing limbs and lips, and not one representative gets wheeled into Congress. If I had my way, all American ambassadors would be wounded vets. We have an entire military, a combat army home based in Camp Drum, New York, and not once did Mayor Bloomingdale give the keys to the city to the 10th Mountain Division. Trump never gave a free empty hotel room, not a weekend for families in uniform, not a free cab ride, not a free coffee, not a thank you for saving the New York that has a 9-10 attitude and a Jihad Victory Mosque city council. So to conclude, we have only one party consisting of Democrat communists and Democrats light. There is no Republican Party. All you have is a Tea Party nucleus covered in a fungus. All the rest are Democrats in hiding. If you want your country back, the Kaliwali boys have to go. Let them go over to the other side now, and better now than when Dick Lugers betray you. Or with a vote, or Orrin Hatch leads another Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg to the Supreme Court seat. Shall I go on? Do you want Lindsey Graham deciding which privates must be tried and convicted on the word of a Taliban? The Cauldron Sisters from Maine are unpredictable and cannot be counted on. John McCain on the battlefield, yes. In the Senate, no. He asked, what would Kennedy and Feingold do? Never forget, he failed to stop drugs in Arizona, and he had years of time to accomplish that mission. Yet, in the party of death, the Imam Shumah calls the faithless to prayer, and they are united as one. Whether it is to burn the flag or kill kids, they never waver. And that is why they lie, and they rule while re-puppies lick their wounds. $38 billion is no compromise. $38 billion is a loss of petty cash. $100 billion was the goal, and $100 billion should have been the victory. So we're now back to Valley Forgery. You lost your country a little bit at a time. Every small ACLU victory is now the law of the land. Separately, the rules were no big deal, but soon crosses will be removed from cemeteries, flags will be made smaller, and only allowed to fly with special permission. And if you don't believe me, ask Donald Trump about Elian Gonzalez and Terry Schiavo's Florida American flag that Don was ordered to take down and make smaller. Yeah. And you know what he did? He made it bigger and he paid the fine. Already American troops have lost their identity and been made to fight under a NATO banner. Churches will be made to pay taxes only to make them smaller and finish off religious education. All that is good will be downsized, and all the war sacrifices for American freedom will be removed from the communist history books. And the only battle left recorded will be the liberation of Libya under Obama the Magnificent, the fifth Imam from Kenya. I was born in the land of the free, protected by the home fires of the brave. When I bought my house in 1966, it was $27,000. I watched it appreciate every year, until it was marketable at $950,000. It was my pension plan. Now it is worth $590,000 if I can get it. My children all own homes that are worth less than they paid for them in the last 6 years. All their equity is gone, as is our American equity. And there's another 20% hit coming. And no one has had their taxes reduced, which proves that the more you give a tax junkie, the bigger his tax Jones. There's a bridge to Staten Island. It is an intercity bridge. originally intercity bridges for 100 years could not have tolls. Americans were lied to by local tax leeches, and they said once the bridge was paid for, it would be free. It was paid for in 1974, and right now the toll is $11. And fools who don't drive say they are not affected. But there's a truck sitting on that bridge with a pound of coffee to be delivered to that fool's supermarket. Oh, the price went up $2. Why would that be? How is it that legislated ethanol, how is it coming? Now that the marine industry found out what was ruining their engines, requiring smaller micron filters to catch corn cob residue. Oh, did you hear about the price of corn? It went up. Before gas went up or after? Observation. The Tea Party has to double in size. Don't buy the lie that the Tea Party is a bunch of redneck or holy rollers and old people. First off, old people have children and grandchildren, and more than they're having today. Yes, everybody's got a pet today. Look, I gave birth to a pet. Yeah, they vote to kill kids and give birth to pets. Unbelievable, man. And the only reason that there's abortion in this country, it's the majority rules. Yeah, we're all going to be in trouble when the heavenly grand jury is bringing down indictments. So the Tea Party has to double in size. And never forget, the Tea Party comes in all flavors. My favorite is jasmine. But oolong is not bad either. And don't forget, green tea and black tea. Tea Party members, this is your last hurrah. You can owe you big time. And all you have to say is do it for me. Do it for me. I need your vote. Your vote counts more with me than with anybody else. And who knows, maybe one day your house will be worth more than you paid for it. And never forget the American saying, every man is a king. Oh, great king, it is time to ask a boon from your family subjects. Spirit of America Party radio show. And I have my symbol at the bottom of my email. It's a broom with a Don't Tread on Me flag. Now, just hang in a second, and we'll take you back to the switchboard, I think. Here we go. Okay, you want to get religious? Okay, we'll get religious.
Darling,
Did you see Geraldo in Libya? Look, I'm taking fire. Yeah, look, I'm taking fire. And no helmet, no flak jacket. How brave. Oh, a rocket launcher just went off 900 meters away. I saw him in Afghanistan. He said, look, I'm taking fire. He was in a cave. And the camera accidentally slipped away from focusing on him, and it caught his brother throwing pebbles. Yeah, and I don't believe he ever went to a hurricane either. I think if you threw that camera back, you'd see there's a shower curtain there. Yeah, Geraldo, guy cracks me up, draws a line in the sand. Yeah, giving instructions over the TV to Al-Qaeda. Here are the Americans, right here. Here we are. But don't start the attack until I'm out of here. Yeah, I have an opportunity to bid on a manure spreader, and I can't make up my mind which model to present. Should I use Nancy Pelosi? Harry Reid, the shoe bomber? You know they caught his son Richard on a plane, you know, that trying to blow a plane up. And he looks just like him. And then I got to tell you this. I was actually looking at a bid for a manure spreader, and I thought it'd be a great tie-in to the Party of Death. So I scanned and went out and looked for some images, and I got this one. It's a fantastic one. It's Harry Reid. He's at the podium, and standing next to him is Nancy Pelosi. And there's a sign, and their heads are blocking out the letters on the sign. So the only letters you can make out are on Harry Reid's, behind Harry Reid's head is IN, and then his head is blocking out the rest of the letters. And then after the letters come back, it says RING. So it's INRING. And then there's a space, and then there's 10. And behind Pelosi's head is MIL. And between the two of their necks is the word child. So I took the caption to mean, here's Harry and Nancy at the DNC Kill a Kid conference, and the goal is 10 million. We are not killing them. We're only injuring them. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, if you pull a tail off a squirrel, it's still a squirrel, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, doctor, clinician, that's who does the dirty work. And the next picture I have is a fantastic one. It's Chuck Schumer. You know when you type in Schumer for spell check, you know what comes up? Schema. They won't let you print Schumer. And guess how many? And he's holding his one finger up, and he's got a big smile on his face. And he's not wearing his green tie that he wore the week of St. Patrick's Day. I love that one. Yeah. And then he goes to the Jamaican Day parade, and him and Hillary stand on the killer cop float. Yeah, guess how many flags I voted to burn. That's what he's saying. This is my caption underneath his mugshot. I stopped Elian Gonzalez from turning Catholic. Waco was necessary, and unplanned parenthood is good. We are 99% successful. Only 1% get away. And then the third picture I have is Chuck Schumer looking real serious, like he just chewed out an airline stewardess because she asked him to get off the cell phone. And he reminded her that how important he was. And Harry Reid, the shoe bomber. And there's Dirty Dick Durbin, the pride of Chicago, the pride of Illinois. Flag burners and baby killers, Chuck Heinrich Schumer, Harry the shoe bomber Reid, and Dick Betray America Durbin, who labeled all Marines murderers because it was fashionable. Meet the axers of evil. And then the last one who performs dirty deeds is a sweet little thing named Patty Murray. Yeah, and she wouldn't hurt a child unless it was less than 9 months old. Yeah, I did not vote to burn the American flag behind me. I kept one for the photo op. Children should be seen and not had. I am now for same socks marriages. I never waffled. Osama bin Laden would make a great president. I mean Obama bin Laden. Little Patty Murray from the Canadian state of Washington. She lives in a gingerbread house. Where are Hansel and Gretel when we need them? What's the difference between the Democrat and the Republican? Yeah, that's what I say. Orrin Hatch is no match for Heinrich Schumer. Match McConnell voted to burn the flag of 40 days before 9/11, along with his 40 Democrat comrades. Now he is passing around the Pontius Pilate finger bowl. Fred Thompson also voted to burn the flag, striking a match for porno wood. Only the Tea Party vets vet. Double in strength, O Tea Party, you are the light of the world. All imposters shall spill your voting wrath. Battle stations, everybody. So you didn't like that religious tune I played for you, Church Bells May Ring? Okay, I'll get a little more solemn.
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Like that? I found an old epistle. I'll read it to you. Apparently, there's a Republican named Chris Lee, and he got caught with his pants down. And he steps down to pull them up. Yeah. I love it when they say they're going into rehab. Like when they caught the Kennedy kid at 4 o'clock in the morning driving his car up the steps of Congress. And he said he was going to vote. And then he was going to Mexico. Yeah. And the police took him home and tucked him into bed. Yeah. You try it and see what happens to you. Yeah. You don't have that Kennedy mystique, man. You can't cover up murder. Yeah. Well, you know what happens. You get away with it in this life, but you pay in the next one. I wonder how many guys are down there at boiler number 3. Yeah. But the good news is Tiger Woods, he just bought 47 pajamagrams yesterday. And I guess this Chris Lee is going to run for the presidency under the Clinton pardon ticket. And you know what? If Elliot Spritzer was client number 9, I demand to meet clients 1 through 8. In other news today, a Democrat, a Lindsay Lohan, was released on $20,000 bail, and she paid with a necklace. And she got caught stealing a necklace. Toyota was fined by the U.S. government $28 million for EPA violations. And today, Obama Motors, formerly preferred stock at GM, declared its first annual profit of $28 million. On the Imus show this morning, Glenn Beck was the subject of ridicule under orders from John Kerry. They mocked a Mr. Beck for dressing like a shepherd. As Beck was leaving a Fox Studios an hour later, his shepherd staff accidentally hit the building cornerstone, and red water was pouring out like a stream. Imus' studio is closed for repairs due to frog infestation and locust removal. And then Beck threw his staff on the sidewalk, and it turned into a snake with the head of George Soros and at the other end the head of Hillary Clinton. Do you know that Hillary Clinton is in the Bible as being the next president of the United States? You didn't know that, right? Yep, it's in the book of Revelation, according to John. A beast will appear in the heavens, and her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. She will have seven heads. Yeah, you see, and you only thought she had six. In the latest Super Bowl softball interview, Chris Matthews O'Reilly said he too got a tingle from Obama. Too bad the Darth Vader kid did not finger the both of them. Did you see that kid, the Darth Vader kid? It was a clip that they did. He was touched the car and the engine went on. And the kid thought he was performing a miracle. I can understand the reasoning for the lackluster interview. When Prince Walid bin Talal says, jump, everybody sings Waltzing Matilda. Prince Walid bin Talal owns a big piece of Fox. He also owns a big piece of Citibank. And bad move, O'Reilly. You should join SAG with Obama, the ratings people, that is. A thought for today. When you kill a fetus, does the soul get away? And when did the soul first arrive? We all know that when the sperm hits the egg, that's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. And when the egg gets fastened to the uterus wall, does the soul set up shop immediately? And the catcher shouts, safe. What does that saying come from, before you were born I knew you? Ben Stein's expose on godless communists corrupting college minds, and that includes Catholic colleges, my friends. They're all in trouble. Notre Dame is not the Notre Dame of the Fighting Irish. Now to fighting Leninists. Here is all you have to do, kids, when confronted with that Leninist situation. Just tell the Trotskyite, a false professor, that you do believe in the Big Bang Theory, and then you'll get an A. And then a close with every Sunday, I worship the Big Banger, and then take the F like a man. Yeah, if you really want to set them off like bottle rockets, say the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner should begin with the words in the name of the Father. Oh, that drives the lefties nuts. Yeah. That's like telling a Jewish guy who did you a favor that that's very Christian of him. Yeah. I do the opposite. I tell people when they do me a favor, that's very Jewish of you. I tell that to the Christian guys. Did you hear Janet Napoleono giving her CYA warning yesterday? That this is the latest maneuver from I really can't do this job. When you know you're a failure, give everybody a heads up. E.g., we know that the borders are secure. But every so often on a dark night, 20,000 Arabic-speaking Mexican students slip in. So be warned that American citizens are the greatest terrorist threat to this nation. And don't say I didn't warn you. And can you cash my check? Oh, man, we're in trouble. 5 minutes left. I got to do a tribute to a guy who died. They all follow suit. Usually they do the Academy Awards at the 2 p.m. press release after lunch, before they go home and call in sick for the rest of the week. And Admiral Lemon couldn't appear at a press conference today because he was having his don't ask, don't tell period. Oh, man. I would like to thank the Academy who made 911 happen, and the CYA, the FIB, and the Pentagon, which is still under attack by the Trial Lawyers Association and the Southern Poverty Gravy Train Lawyers. I would like to give a shout-out to Chuck Heinrich Schumer, who voted to burn the flag, kill kids, and move the USS Normandy from Staten Island to Virginia so we had no missiles to shoot and save one tower. In the event that Chuck loses his tiara, the second runner-up is his namesake, Anthony Weasel, who also voted to burn 343 flags representing 343 firemen who died on 9/11. And the sad part about it is the fire department endorsed him for his run for office. How's that? How Judas is that, man? Oh, God. No wonder Jesus says, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. I would like to thank the Air Force, who asked, is this a drill, and scrambled two unarmed fighter jets from D.C. to wait at sea off of 911 New York. I would like to thank the PA voice, who announced, go back to work in the second tower. I'd like to thank every agency who had a clue and shredded the evidence. I would like to thank the Bunko artist who created that bronze statue of three racial imposters raising the flag that three white boys actually raised. If they really wanted to show a racial teamwork, they should have sculpted the two blacks, two Latinos, and two white firemen who did die as a team. But that was rejected as too American. How's that? And speaking of being rejected as too American, a great woman died and her daughter wrote an obituary that is free in the local paper. And the last line in the obituary was that she died on Palm Sunday and was welcomed into heaven. And the newspaper told her she couldn't put that, it was too controversial. How's that? You think you're living in the land of the free, man? You're crazy. You're crazy than a bedbug. So as we spiral down and lose our American identity, let me cheer you up by saying you lost your country and you're never getting it back. And sidebar to Steve Malzberg, the Joshua of Talk Radio, I love your show as you love your son, but the draft has to come back. Universal military service is the obligation of every American. No exceptions, no skin in the game, no country, no winning team. We have to go back to the World War II effort and start over. And then we can be the second greatest generation. I've now got 2 minutes left. I'm playing the Navy hymn for the 28-year-old Marine who took his life, who gave his life for his country. And also a corporal named Anzac, who many moons ago was fished out of the Tigris River, and the press covered up the fact that he was whipped before he was murdered.
Hiya, boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Today is the 16th of February, and the subject for today is prayer. If you were born
I'm gonna break
after
this up, I'm gonna
1950, 1955... you were born into a world of drug slavery. You were born into slavery. Because prior to that time in the United States, there was hardly any drugs in this country.
Here's the dedication.
I know.
To
I grew
the
up in what?
you are near.